This podcast replay is brought to you by RedRecover.com. From NFL stars like Hayden Hurst to daily warriors like yourself, their wraps and pads are designed to deliver maximum benefits with each treatment anywhere you go.
Jake Long was your first round pick. Philip Merling was your second round pick. Chad Henne was your second round pick. Your first good pick was Kendall Langford, who had like a 12-year career out of a third round. Then Sean Murphy, Jalen Parmalee, Donald Thomas, Lex Hilliard, and Lionel Dotson. There you go. I got game. Did he have game with one win draft? Because those were all top picks. The first, the 32nd, the 57th, the 66th, the 110, the 176, the one. He had early picks in every round. And how did that work out? You got game? Then he took Vontae Davis, who wanted to go hang out with his grandma and drink liquor before the game. Then he picked Pat White in the second round, then Sean Smith in the second round, then Patrick Turner, then Brian Hartline was probably his best pick, who's like a number four wide receiver. Then John Nailbone, Chris Clemens, Andrew Gardner, J.D. Folsom. Hey, how's Parcells doing so far? Does he have game? I got game. 2010, Jared Odrick, Koamisi, John Jerry actually turned out to be a better player for other teams, not for Miami. And then A.J. Eads, Nolan Carroll, half-decent player. Rashad Jones, that was a good player right there. Chris McCoy and Austin Splitter. Boy, he really got game. Oh, man, he got game. Wow, he got game. Yeah, no, but remember, they had one win. And go ahead and ride the 11 wins and a wildcat and, you know, just, you know, everything before and after that. And in the draft, they had lots of game. I got game. Lots of game. My God. Yeah, now do Greer. Hey, Vic Poppel, here you go. Here you go, Vic Poppel. You ready? First rounders. Since we just did this, actually, since, what was it? The 2016 season, right? Technically, that's when I don't think he really took over then. He took 2 years later, but here we go. Laremy Tunsil, Charles Harris, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Christian Wilkins, Tua, Austin, Noah, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips. You know, that's 6 of 9 on your first rounders. Do the math, because I'm counting Tua as a hit. If you hit 50%, who brought it up there? Who's the idiot? Huh? Vic Poppel. Hey Poppel, if you compare 6 of 9 first rounders, that's actually a hit, my brother. But you go ahead and lean on Austin Jackson and Noah and think at all that. But all the other ones are pretty much hits. 6 of 9 on your first rounds. Let me tell you something, Vic Poppel, since you are football 101 and you don't know jack shit about football, if you hit on 50% of your first rounders, you're awesome. 6 of 9 is phenomenal, Vic Poppel. And if you don't want to give Tua, 5 of 9. But then again, he is the number one rated passer in the NFL this year. That sounds like a pretty successful pick. But that's fine. 6 of 9, 5 of 9. It's still very successful, Vic Poppel. Okay? By the way, we can start if you want. Let's go second rounders. Mike Gesicki, Raekwon Davis, Xavien Howard, Jordan Phillips. I can't give him. I'm not going to go to 2014 because that's not him. But you're hitting on second rounders. And some guy named Javon Holland, I think, was a second rounder. You know, whatever, dude. You know. Vic Poppel, the problem is you listen to people, but you actually don't do your homework, my man. They actually draft really well compared to the shit we've had here in the past. Vic Poppel, if you're going to step up on this show, you got to do your homework, buddy. Or if not, you're going to get crushed. love these guys that think they actually know something, like Jimmy and Vic Poppel, and you guys don't know jack shit. You guys couldn't find your assholes with a funnel. Are we clear on that?